in studio with us this morning. Am I making you hungry, Colleen?
I was just going to say, I missed breakfast. I'm going to need to go get some fair food.
Yeah. Time for a corn dog.
I know, I'm ready.
That's not
8:15 is good.
A corn dog is not a breakfast. Well, I guess it would be
always a good time for a corn dog.
It's kind of cornbread. Colleen Waltz is the Marketing and Engagement Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County in studio this morning. We always have a monthly visit from United Way to see what you're up to, what's happening and what's coming up as well. And I guess we want to start with the campaign that you started with last time you talked with us, was Together on 10.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on again. So yes, we just wrapped our Together on 10 campaign. So this was a campaign that we had a goal of raising $10,000 to help Lorain County residents over five initiative areas, being 211, toddlers and teens, total health, taxes, and transportation. And I'm happy to report we did not meet our goal, unfortunately, but we did raise $2,000, over $2,000. So we're happy about that. It's going to help all of our initiatives that we just talked about a second ago. And yeah, we're really thrilled to be able to give that money back to the community and help.
Sometimes when you kind of put a dollar amount specifically, it kind of lets people understand. I mean, you could just say just donate, help out, but you kind of give a campaign Together on 10, they know $10.
Absolutely.
Think about that.
We had several people complete the challenge, so they gave $10 and also asked their friends and family to give $10, raising $100, so that was great. We had, I think, four or five people complete the challenge, which is fantastic, and we had so much engagement on social media channels, so, I mean, there's a lot of positives, and again, we raised some money that we can help out.
Absolutely, and let's talk now about filling the bus, the school
yes.
supplies and that. Where does that stand right now?
We are so thrilled with Fill the Bus. So we exceeded expectations there. So Fill the Bus is our annual school supply drive. We do it every year. Last year, we had over 30 corporate sponsors that helped doing individual supply drives. This year, we had over 45. So we really increased that number exponentially, which we're super thrilled about. We are still in the counting process, but I think we're over 22,000 individual school supplies. So that's super great. Which is a little bit more than what we did last year.
Do you count the crayons individually, or is it like the six pack? Really?
Well, we'll talk about that in a second because we need those volunteers.
Well, that's true.
But it was a great campaign. Again, we've completely expanded what we did last year. Super thrilled. We work with a lot of the school districts here in Greater Lorain County and help getting those kids tools for success that they need for the school year. So we're really thrilled about that. But we are in the thick of it right now. So,
how do you determine who gets what?
Yeah, so we use it typically by poverty rate. So we use our 211 data a lot to find out, you know, where's the greatest need and where's the greatest impact. But we do spread the wealth as much as we can and try to make it as easy that we can. But we do, you know, give a little bit of focus to those kids that are in our lower income, hardship areas.
You talk about needing people to help count all that stuff. Volunteers are always needed for United
Way.
What does that stand right now for
you? So with Fill the Bus, I can tell you right now, our volunteer engagement hub is brimming with school supplies, to say the least. It is overwhelming how many school supplies we have back there. So we need people to help us organize. We need people to help count some of those school supplies. We need people to distribute them to the school districts that we're working with. All of the above. So if you are interested, please go to our website. It's uwlorainecounty.org. You can also call us anytime. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. Phone number is 440-277-6530. We'd be happy to connect you with our volunteer engagement specialist and get you helping us, because we really do need the help.
I'm just looking at your volunteer, well, you said volunteer engagement hub. So on mm-hmm. the website with the volunteers under the different things that are going on and different photographs of either past engagements and things that people are doing.
Yeah.
So those kind of neat, like something looked like they were building dog houses or they were, what was that?
So those are probably the Little Free Libraries.
Okay.
But you know,
it kind of looks like a little dog house.
I saw little roofs that they were doing sure. in a building like that.
Yeah. So we have the Little Free Libraries in the community, which you both know about, but yeah, so it was probably them building some of those.
Oh, there's a lot of neat things going
on.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff.
And of course, this weekend they have another one of the Broadway, on Fridays on Broadway, and that kind of brings people into your area.
It sure does, right? And we'll actually be present at two of them in our community. So we'll be at Main Street Lorain, which is the one you're talking about on Friday. I'll be at the one in Wellington. So First Friday Wellington will be there as well. So yeah, we're dividing and conquering, but we always have people in downtown Lorain, and happy to talk to you. We'll be out there with a resource table right. and hopefully some waters.
Well, you have the Thrive people down in Wellington
as well.
I'll
be with Thrive. That's
your collaboratives across the county.
You got it. Yep.
Let's get into a little bit. You mentioned sort of the libraries, but Imagination Library, this is something different, but tell me about how you want to get more people involved in that.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've historically done at the United Way is that we partner with a couple other agencies, the Community Foundation of Lorain County and the Stocker Foundation, to offer Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in this community. So what we're doing over the summer is we are trying to get 10,000 kids from the ages of birth to 5 years old registered for Imagination Library this summer. So if you are interested, if you do have a small child, please go to our website under our free resources. You'll find Imagination Library there. You can sign your kid up. And to be completely transparent with you, I have a 2-year-old daughter. She loves being a part of Imagination Library. We look forward to getting our book every single month. She looks forward to reading it with me at night. So it's just, it's a really great way to help with our literacy initiatives and also to give kids free books. So it's very helpful. And we want to get those 10,000 kids right now registered. We're a little over 9,000, I believe. So we can... We need a little bit more of a bump.
And Craig and I have talked about sort of the things where when you never know what's going to impact a child, and when they get a book about a certain topic or maybe a character or just sort of the fact that, look, books are this, they come in all the different shapes and sizes of the book star. It kind of inspires them that way, too.
Absolutely. And I've caught my daughter on my little baby monitor actually grabbing her books and bringing them into her cribs at night when she's trying to sleep. And she'll sit there and look at the pictures and, you know, read to herself, hopefully. And it's just, it's a really great program. I'm such an advocate for it. But, yeah.
Yep. And the fact that it's free is
and it's free.
It helps a lot, too.
It's free.
And a lot of times those books get recycled to other folks after a while.
They do, yeah.
Depending on what ages they are and what you can do for them.
And sometimes they end up in our little free libraries, too. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Anything else you need to bring up this morning as you're here today?
Just volunteers. We need volunteers. If you have free time on your hands and you want to help us and get more involved with the United Way, please, please, please sign up for our volunteer e-blast, which is a newsletter that we send out in the community. Go to our website again. It's uwlorainecounty.org. We can always use the help, especially with Fill the Bus. Like I said, if I can really bring that home, it is brimming in our volunteer engagement hub just of school supplies. And Norma, our amazing engagement specialist, has been doing the best, but she can only go so far. So we need the help,
as much help we can get. Is technically unload the bus, then.
Yes.
That is what that would be called.
Phase two.
Exactly. United Way, uwlorainecounty.org. Colleen Waltz joining us this morning, Marketing and Engagement Director. Thanks for stopping in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.